Life Happy Thursday, everybody. Today, we're going to want to talk about something which is really important, not just to me, but every chef in the industry. Hello, and we are live. Hello, my name is Christian. I'm the host of the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur podcast, and welcome to today's show. Today, we want to talk about something super important. I mean, and we hear it all the time. I don't like the whole term of work-life balance, but what we as an organization and what we as an industry need to do is do a much better job maintaining not just stress, but fostering that work-life balance for entrepreneurs. And that's really important. So we get this question all the time. We have a fairly full calendar. How do we do it? And for me, I like to break it down in numbers. So today we have my 9 tips, which we practice on a daily basis to get that work-life balance and still get stuff done and make our clients happy. So with that, my number one, and I think that's the hardest one for a lot of, especially chefs, to establish, and that's set clear boundaries. Not just clear boundaries with who you work for, who you work with, also your friends, some of the other things, because there's so many things tucking on our attention, especially we live in a 24-hour attention world, that it's really hard to set clear boundaries. And for me, the people who know me, they know I track everything. I track how much I sleep, how much I work, how much I spend with my kids, how much time I spend with church. So for me, that's really important because then I can set boundaries around that. Also, it's really important with your teams because they need to have their work-life balance as well. So it's really important for you to do the same for your team. And then also have those boundaries. We talk a lot about not just the physical side with the people we interact with, it's also the virtual boundaries. And for me, especially emails, we get 800-900 emails a day. And it's really hard to not trying to get them respond, especially if there's something you're excited about or something you're working on that you kind of respond. So for us, we set time aside and then I give myself 20 minutes every 2 hours to do email or check and follow up. That works really, really well for me. So make sure you get really clear what are your non-negotiables and then set some clear boundaries around it. Number two is prioritizing and delegating. And we talk about prioritizing all the time. And we have on one of our Business Tip Tuesday is, I think there's 3 things you need to do to prioritize and get your goals done and then have those delegated. The first one is, remember, clarity is king. Everything we talked about, we need to make sure that we clear around what we do. And in 3 simple goals, you could get it done. First, if you're really clear, it's easy to know what did I get done and what I need to delegate. Also, when I prioritize it, remember, not everything urgent is important. So that's really clear. We need to focus on what gets us closer, what we want to do. And then finally, I call it purposeful action. Not just do something out of, be purposeful behind it. Be intentional how you're going to do it. And then also bring people in your world. So if you delegate it, make sure who you delegate it to really benefits from that. So number 2 for us is prioritize and delegate. And the 3rd one is around your health. And for me, that's really important. And I didn't do a very good job as I was young around that. And I have a really good friend and he has an amazing body, great 6-pack. And every time I see him, he buys these drinks and all the stuff he needs, you know, to look as great as he does. He takes a lot of vitamins. He does a lot of really amazing stuff. He's at the gym all the time. And I tell him, hey, you spend a lot of money around looking as good as you do. And he always says, no. He says, I call it my 6-pack tax. So he says, we got to pay for it one way or the other. And he'd rather live longer, have a better life, being mobile for longer routine. So for me, taking care is really important. So around exercise and doing something physical. And here at the office, we have a Peloton bike in the back for everybody to use. And for me, you know, we have bikes, we have some e-bikes we ride. But for me, what I realized as I'm getting older, I love kettlebells. So we're doing this kettlebell exercise. I belong to this group. There's like 20, 30 people now part of it. And twice a week we're getting together and we all do the 100 kettlebell swings. It's actually really a lot of fun because we're from all over the world and we're doing this together. So if you do that or if you do something else, but do something, because for me, it also helps me reduce stress. And then it also helps me getting ready for today. And which is the next one is around mindfulness and meditation. And that was one of them for me. A lot of people talk about it and never really consistently implement it. I did it 2-3 times and hey, it's not really working. I don't see a benefit. But now where I could do it consistently every morning, I found this thing from Tony Robbins. It's called priming. If you want to see it, just go to tonyrobbins.com/priming. And I do this every morning, takes 15 minutes, makes a huge impact on me, how I tackle the day. So you need to do it. And then something which I constantly work on is sleeping. I have a Whoop which tracks how much I sleep. And then I also can look at how much stress did I put on my system today, which allows me to, you know, determine how much sleep and everything. And it's a really important number two. As we talked about, make sure you delegate. Number three, take care of your health. Number four, use technology. And I'm a big fan of technology. I use it to track all my stuff. I use it to set myself boundaries. I have this 20-minute timer, which I use. I have this thing which starts at an A here. I don't want to say it because it goes off. But I have that here and say, hey, set me a 20-minute focus session. Hey, do a 40-minute this. And I work really well in 20 and 40-minute increments. So for me, that works really well. And then also for me, I like to listen to music when I really focus on something. If I write a new book or something, for me, it's really important to do that. And having music, and then I usually pick one song and I play it on loop, so I don't need to think about it. The people that my team here at the office buy readings. I'm crazy under this, but use technology wisely. And there's just so much amazing stuff out there. And if anybody has a cool tip, trick, let us know right on the bottom comment. I want to check out some new stuff. And that's just really cool productivity tools out there. So use technology wisely. And also around technology, I set myself a timer when I go on some of the social media sites because you can really get caught up in it. You could go on that forever. So it's really important for me to also set boundaries around that. Number five is building a strong network. And my friends don't know that, but what I do with my friends, I kind of number them because when I need some support, I know exactly who to call. When I need somebody who lift me up, I know exactly who to call. If I know I want to bitch about something, I know exactly who to call. So build that support network, which looks out for you, not only looks out for you, which looks after you. Because we all need somebody who sees in us what we don't see in ourselves. And sometimes having that group of trusted individuals you can rely on is really, really important. And then also for me, you hear me talking about all the time about mentors. I use mentors for everything. And I have a few really good mentors, and some of them I've been with now for a very long time. It's really important for me to do that too, because if I work on a project or I want to try something new, if I run it by my mentor, he has a really good way of kind of pushing back. Where does this fit in overall? How much time will it take? What are the resources that are required to do all of that? And it kind of gives you a new perspective on it because he looks at things so much differently than I do. And he's a master on work-life balance and he gets amazing stuff done. So for me, I always use him as not just a mentor, as a guide. I also use him as one of my motivational guys, because he's super motivational the way he looks at things. And for me, this is just really, really important in managing both business and work-life balance, because he's really, really good at it. I talk to him all the time. Number six for us here is we have scheduled downtime. And for me, that's not just scheduling it. For me, it's taking regular breaks, do a little bit better on vacation. It's also something I need to work on, because for the longest time we didn't take vacation because I spent so much time here in the office and working on our project. And then also planning things. So I bring my dog. She's actually sleeping over there. I bring my dog with me because I need to bring her out. I take her for a little walk. For me, it works twofold. She spends time here with me. For me, it's very important to have her here because I need to look after her and I bring her outside. So for me, that works around scheduling town time and all of those things. We also, when we do lunch, we eat lunch as a group. We have a family lunch, always very important because we take that hour and just spend some time eating and talking about anything but work for an hour. Number seven for us is around hobbies. And again, hobbies for me is one of those things. It needs to be non-related to work. And if you ask my wife, she says, I need to do much better in hobbies because for me, my job, my work, it feels like a hobby because I really enjoy what I do. Number eight is practicing as saying no. And there is a lot of power in the word no. And it's not just saying no to things. It's when people come with you, I sometimes take a step back and say, hey, can I get back to you on that? And then see how it fits in with what we do. Also setting limits around how many times you reach out to, how many times do you say things yes or no to. So for me, practice the word saying no is super powerful because there's something super empowering in not just saying, hey, this just doesn't work for me in my business, in my career, in my town time, and all the other six things we talked about. So saying no, our number eight, is really important because not every opportunity or request you have come your way is worth going after. Saying no is really, really important, which brings us to number nine. And before we go to number nine, if you haven't done so and you found some value in this conversation, please like it, share it with one of your friends. Make sure you go to disruptivechef.club, which is our private community. Go sign up. I would love to have you part of our group. We do special sessions like this. We have some conversations with the people in the group. And also when we have a new project, a new program, my new book is coming out just in a few days. That group gets a front row seats and gets some of that stuff for free. So if you could please sign up for the disruptivechef.club, we would love to have you part of the group. And then if you haven't done so, please share this with a friend or somebody you feel can benefit from that. And then number nine for me is about reflecting and reassessing regularly. So it's really important that you kind of look at, hey, did what I worked on yesterday work for me? Do I need to reassign it? Do I need to find a way to readjust? It's an amazing opportunity for you not just to do some new projects. It's also great for you to say, hey, does this work into my prime time? Does it work in some of the other things we talked about? And also, it helps you guard those hours of high priority. So for me, I have certain hours where I know I'm super productive. And for me, you know, doing that and going after that and reevaluating if this is still important is really, really important for me. And then, you know, how you leverage your time. So for me, reflecting and reassessing regularly is really important because it keeps you not just honestly keeps you on track. Not just only does it keep you on track, it allows you to kind of redefine strategies, what works best, and it helps you to evaluate any situation. So remember, achieving work-life balance is an ongoing thing. It's not something which you can do overnight. And it takes consistent reflection. It takes consistent tweaking. It's consistent tracking. It takes considering looking after yourself because us in our and the culinary industry, we are in the care industry. We take care of so many people. We need somebody who takes care of us. And so today, this is my conversation around maintaining a stress-free work environment and also balancing that work-life balance as entrepreneurs. So with that, if you haven't done so, please like the episode below. If there's a tip, trick, or if you have a cool tool you want us to look after, please mark it below and we will give you a shout out because we reading all of our comments. And also when we get those comments, we tweak them and we make this into content we share with you today. So with that, I want to say thanks for being here on this Thursday. It's snowing out there. Hopefully next week when we talk, it's going to be much nicer. With that, I want to say thank you for being here today and we see you next week. Thanks, everybody.